This is Mythical.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with Charles Neal and my son Link from Good Mythical Morning. And look, we're back. And we're on YouTube, too.
Oh, hey, Dad. We are back. It's a new year, and we got a video going on?
Got a video going on? That's what they tell me.
There's a lot to catch up on. I mean, people get to see every square inch of, well, not every square inch of, every square inch that I get to look at in all the conversations we've had now. They get to watch the same square inches the whole time.
And people are really believe that me and you are doing this. And it's not just you made me up.
Well, you know, they've seen the clips on TikTok, but seeing the whole thing, like, unedited. Man, all of your facial responses to my facial responses. You know, there's a whole other layer going on here. There was the nonverbal layer that the Myrtle Beasts weren't privy to, and now they can be.
That's right. Yeah.
So, well, let's come back to the YouTube of it all. But I mean, last time I saw you was when we visited for Christmas. So that was just. I mean, we got a good amount to catch up on.
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought Christmas went well, and all that flying y'all did for 3 days back and forth and everything probably took you a week to get over it. But
what are you talking about 3 days? Oh, you're saying because we were only home for 3 days.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you flew in on a Tuesday and flew out on a Friday, so
yeah.
y'all were just hitting one spot to the next spot and then getting back on the plane, going back home.
It was definitely the shortest Christmas trip. Because Mom was out here with me, that it allowed it to be a little bit shorter and make sure we could see everybody. But then, of course, you know, Christy's family ended up being sick and we didn't get to see them.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we dropped off presents. We did like a backyard thing. There was like, you know, we didn't know if somebody had COVID or what kind of sickness there was. So we, you know, people are getting sick and then they're testing positive like many days later. So it was like, you get a negative test and then you, 2 days later, it turns positive. So like nobody wanted to take any chances. So we stayed safe, but that did mean that those few days that we were there ended up being enough to see everybody that we could see. Shortest trip ever. And I don't think I was that jet lagged by the time we didn't switch over, you know?
Yeah.
When it's that short, you say, I'm just going to stay on my schedule. That's how they say it. That's how they say it in other lands. Schedule.
On your ski, schedule. Yeah, I hear you.
That's not how I said it, but yeah. How did you say it?
Schedule.
No,
schedule.
Schedule is what you... Schedule. I'm going to have to penskle you into my schedule. but it was good to see. I mean, there was that one moment when things got a little heated at Nana's.
Oh, you mean it got a little heated because she misunderstood whose picture was on the phone and who it was from.
Actually, no, I wasn't talking about that story.
Oh.
But yeah, that's a story in and of itself. Are we in a don't tell Nana moment already?
Oh, I don't know.
I think we are.
Which one? So there must have been another episode after I left.
Yeah. Lily and Christy had kind of a back and forth, and Nana decided to kind of weigh in on it and like let everybody know what she thought about it. She went into this speech to Lily, and I was like, oh, I got a front row seat to this about respect for your parents. And, you know, I think there was a little bit lost in generational translation. You know, the way that we talk to Lily, it's like, she's about to turn 20. She's discovering her own power as an adult to make her own decisions. And you know what? As a parent at this point, you just want to encourage her to make powerful, responsible decisions for herself. And sometimes the discussion feels more like an argument that you wouldn't have with your kid, and an interaction that you would have with a peer. And I think Nana had some feedback for that. They're still your parents.
Yeah, I think me and Nancy missed it. I think we were on the way back to the beach, but we heard about it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nana was kind of on a roll all day long. I think it started because I cleaned her refrigerator out about 2 days before that, and she was
pissed
off at me. And then it carried over to all of y'all. So
I thought you learned your lesson with the cabbage.
No, hey, when you pull out salad dressing and it says 2020 on it, it's got to go. I'm telling you.
Did you change your approach with how you threw the expired stuff away? Did the cabbage incident inform that?
I guess so. But no, I mean, when stuff's that bad, it's just bad. And of course.
But did you put it in a trash can so she could go fish it out and then serve it on salad to her?
Oh, yeah, it was in the trash can. Yeah, I put it right on back out like I did before. But I don't, because I went and bought new, she didn't go back out there and get any out. So
we were
in pretty good shape.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. So
it was good to be there and see everybody. You know, it's like, it's not about everything being perfect and happy. It's about being together, lumps and all, sometimes.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
There's never a doubt that we love each other and that we would not be anywhere else at that moment. Where, you know, it was special to be together. I'm glad we did it.
But you want to talk about Aruba a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Because we didn't talk about Aruba over our vacation visit, even though it had happened, because I wanted to save it for the show.
Shagging around the world. We had a great time. I got a recognition story. We went to a butterfly farm.
Oh.
It was a neat thing, and we were had a guide and was going around, and they were telling us all how the ways butterflies are made and going from a cocoon to, you know, all the different things that they do.
Uh-huh.
And so when we got through, me and Nancy was walking around looking, and there was a place to sit down, so I sat down and was resting, and this girl came walking up, and and Nancy said, that girl's looking at you. And she come over there, and she didn't say anything about you. She said, "You're Charles Neal, aren't you?" I said, "That would be correct." And she said, "Oh, my." And the girl's name is Hannah, and she's from Alabama.
Hannah from Alabama. Holler out.
And she said, "Well, we watch Rhett and Link, but we love y'all's podcast. And we look at it all the time."
So was she blown away out there on Butterfly Farm in Aruba, just seeing you? Were you surrounded with butterflies? Was it like a spiritual experience for her?
Well, it could have been, because they was butterflies flying all around and mm-hmm. different stuff. And she stood around and talked to me for about probably 5 minutes or so. We carried on a conversation. She said, "Well, I'm like most people that do recognize me, they, you know, they try to let you keep your privacy because they know you're on vacation too." But she was really nice. And then she said, "Well, I'm going to leave you alone, but it sure was nice meeting you." And then she said, "Can I get a picture?" And I said, "Oh, yeah." So we stood up, and she got her phone out and took a picture and everything.
Butterfly kisses after pictures with Charles. You know that song? Butterfly kisses.
No, I missed
that. Midnight prayer. A little sticking willow eye flowers all up in it. I think it's like it's a father-daughter song of some sort.
Okay.
What, did you get in any trouble in Aruba? I mean, I got to know, like, yeah, you got recognized, but I want to know if you got, I want to know the juicy, you know what I'm saying?
I tried to go snorkeling, but it didn't work out too good. I didn't practice enough. Pat tried to get me to practice some, but.
Wait, what did you do? Did you almost drown?
Oh, no, I'd swim too good to almost drown, but it was raining. And it was pretty rough, the first part where I got in the water, and it was pretty rough, pretty choppy and stuff. So, I mean, they looked after you. I don't think they're going to let me drown.
That snorkel was gurgling. You don't want your snorkel to gurgle. No. If you get that gurgle in your snorkel, you better clear it out. You gotta know how to clear the snorkel. You don't be you don't want to be sucking down that Aruban water.
So I'm going to, Pat's going to take me, and we're going to do some practicing because we're going back again. So going back next December, going back again.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So we must have liked it.
Oh, man. You might have to buy a little snorkel shack. Stay down there. Start a little snorkel business.
You want to go over some emails we got?
Are we still getting emails?
Oh, yeah, we still getting emails.
Okay. Meaning you're still getting emails. Yeah, let me hear it.
It's time for another edition of Myrtle Beach Mailbag. I got one that says it's from Curious Rooster.
Okay.
And it says, "What's the difference between light and hard?"
What's the difference between light and hard? Well, they're opposites, right? I mean, You can have a light touch or you can have a hard touch. I mean, just think about painting. Think about brush strokes. I mean, I don't have to talk to you about painting.
No.
You want to go a little light with it, and then sometimes you want to go hard with it. I don't know. Well, you tell me. What's the difference between light and hard, according to Rooster?
Said, you can fall asleep with a light on.
You can't fall asleep with a hard on. I guess can you not? I mean, really?
Yeah, I don't know if you can fall asleep with one, but you might can wake up with one once in a while.
I'll be daggum. You definitely can wake up with a hard on. I mean, I can tell you right now, there's a name for that. Right? You know what the name is, right?
No, I mean,
you don't know the name for waking up with a stiffy?
It probably usually means that you probably need to go pee or something. I don't know.
That's always puzzled me because I don't, you know, typically when I pee, I do not have an erection. That's actually
kind of hard to pee with one like that, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. but you don't know what it's called when you wake up in the morning with Woody?
No, I don't.
Morning wood. You never heard of morning wood?
No, that's a new one. I see it. You don't get too old to learn something.
There it is. This is what you learned today.
I'm telling you.
When you wake up with a stiffy, it's called
a morning woody.
Nope, just morning wood.
Morning wood. Okay. Morning.
I like how morning. You say it. It's kind of musical. Morning wood. Yeah, yeah, man. And I don't think you can fall asleep. You know what? I'm going to try it. Fall asleep with a hard on.
Yeah, I want to do that. That don't sound like a good idea to me.
Nope. Even if you can, I'd rather perpetuate the stance that you can't. It's like, well, we got to get rid of this thing. We got to get rid of it. Before I go to, I can't go to sleep. Well, what are we going to do? You know, I can think of a couple of
run around the house and chase Nancy, I reckon, is what I'll have to do.
Yep. That's right. And now that this is video, you can film it.
And she probably, no, we ain't going to film that part of that.
Okay. All right.
We're on Snapchat. Check out shorts from each episode in the Discover section at Dispatches from Myrtle Beach. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss a new clip. Okay, I got another email from Bailey Hatchell.
Bailey
said, did you hear about the baby who was born without eyelids?
Oh, no.
Apparently, they can use foreskin for circumcision to create makeshift eyelids.
Really? Is this a joke? Or is this a medical conversation?
It's a joke.
Great. Is it done?
No. According to Bailey Hatchell, it might have got done.
Is the joke gone? Is
what I mean. No,
Yeah, we'll finish. Okay.
But it says, he's a little cockeyed, but other than that, he's just fine.
Oh, man. We're starting off on the right leg.
Yep.
2023, starting off on the right leg. The third one.
But a little cockeyed on it, too. But things can get a little cockeyed with me and you sometime.
Dad, I swear, with this beard I got, I look older than you. Like, I think I could be your dad.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you grew your beard out, would it be this gray?
Yes, it would.
You used to have a hell of a beard, like, back in the...
Yeah, but it was black then. But when I grow one out now, it's kind of like yours. It's black and gray and red and white and...
Red?
All different colors.
I'd be interested to see it.
You don't look too old to me. You still look pretty young looking and everything. But when I grow a beard, I look old. I do look old.
Yeah, but then when you shave it again, you're like, wow, you're young again. You know, it's like you got to give them, sometimes you got to take things away so they're appreciated when they return. Just think about it. I'd like to see the beard.
So that means you're going to have, if I'm going to start growing a beard, that means you're going to have to leave yours on for about two more months or so. So
no, we both can't have a beard at the same time.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. All right. Maybe it's not a good idea. Maybe it's not a good idea. It's just an idea. Just an idea. I'm just curious.
Well, I got another email from Carrie Bow.
Carrie?
It says, many episodes ago, you were kind enough to make a sound bite for people who need an alarm to turn off their oven. I was wondering if you could make a sound bite to help me wake up my kids in the morning. They are 12 and 15, and none of us like to wake up early on school days. When I need to go in and wake them up multiple times, that means I have to get up earlier too. Regular alarms don't seem to work for them, so I was thinking having a southern wake-up would help them get up right away. Their names are Tyler and Evan, if that matters. But, oh, yeah, it matters, because if we're going to make an alarm for them, we're going to make one for Tyler and Evan. We say, the first thing we're going to do is say, cock-a-doodle-doo!
Good gosh. Okay.
And you're going to have to get up and get ready, because when you're when you need an alarm beside another alarm won't do, I'm sorry, but
no, that's good.
Won't work for you, then Dispatches from Myrtle Beach and Charles Neal is going to have an alarm where you need to get up when your mama tells you to get up. And if you're not going to get up and be productive, then I'm telling you, you need to get up. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. So come on, Tyler and Evelyn, and let's get on out of that bed. So I'll be listening for you to send me an email back in. And so I'll know whether or not I need to make another wake-up call for y'all.
You want them to email you every morning to tell you they've woken up?
No, not every morning. Just tell that email me back that tell me if this worked or not.
Okay. Well, I can go ahead and tell you right now, they've already fallen back asleep. So what's the they've hit snooze. What's the next level? Give it to them.
If you hit that snooze button, I'm gonna have to send your mom in there with a microphone that's even louder than this to make you get up. They ain't no snoozing when you got to get up and go to school. So come on, let's go. Get up, get up, get up.
I think a threat is totally appropriate. Just like give them a threat. What are you going to do if they don't get up right now? This is the third chance.
Well, this is your third time you've hit the snooze alarm on her, and if you don't get up, we're not going to feed you for 2 or 3 days. So just either get up, and if you don't get up, you just ain't going to get to eat. So you just got to go to school hungry, and ever what it is, just that's the way it's going to be. So get up, get up, get up.
All right, they're up, I think. Well, we got to get the email to know for sure. That was great. I love those. I love it when people need you, Dad.
And if they need to send me a little note, all you got to do is send it to ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. So,
Rather be is the letter B, shaggin with no G, the 5 and the 3 at aol.com.
That would be me. So send me a message and let me know when you're getting out of bed. If you're getting out of bed like you're supposed to be to go to school, you don't have to get out on Saturday, so get out.
Get out. Get out the house. So mom can go back to sleep.
Well, I got an email from Stephen H., and he wanted to know, what are my goals for 2023, and what's on my bucket list for the year?
Oh, this is good. So I like that he didn't use the term resolutions, because that's I'm not a fan of that word, you know. It's got a negative connotation. I think because I've broken all of them. But I want to know, what are your goals, bucket list items?
Well, my first thing on the goals is, you know, you kind of sit down and to get, because if you don't have a goal set for what you're going to do, you can't attain a goal. So you have to set a goal.
Good point.
So I got to thinking, you kind of got me started with this Dispatches from Myrtle Beach. And I got to thinking that, You know, it'd be nice because we're doing it for YouTube now that it may not be get to be as successful as Good Mythical Morning and all the other some of the things that's on the show. But at least it might, you know, by the end of the year, we work hard at it and do it and see if people like it, that it may get up there and be in the top five next year on with what's going on. So that's my goal, is to work hard and to make people like Dispatches from Myrtle Beach and keep sending me emails and doing that and start watching it on YouTube and just see if I can't whirl us around in the world just like Good Mythical Morning whirls you around in the world. So
you want to be in the top five on YouTube of what's going on. All right. Hey, I like a good lofty goal.
Well, you know, if I don't quite make it, that'll be all right. But I'll set my goal to be in the top five with me and you and just see where it gets there.
Top five, baby. I like that. Aim for the stars. You might hit the moon. You know what I'm saying? Aim for the moon and you might not hit anything.
And my bucket list one for the year, you know, I kind of told Logan, I said, you know, when you get to my age, sometimes this bucket list stuff is hard to figure out what you want to do. Because we did so much this year. We went to Hawaii with you. We went to Germany. We got to go to Texas and Austin down there for the show. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Aruba. And then I got to thinking, I said, you know, we want to go to Alaska and maybe either go on a cruise or fly. So here's what I'm going to ask all y'all. The thing for my bucket list is, tell me the best way to go to Alaska is whether to go on a cruise or fly up there and find out and the best way to go see what you need to go see in Alaska. So send me some emails and tell me what's the best way for me and Nancy to go to Alaska.
Charles is crowdsourcing an Alaskan trip, and it's up to you to come through for him. This is a great idea. I love it. You know, when I'm thinking about 2023, the one thing that I feel pretty good about, I feel really good about this, is I'm going to pet my dogs more and be on my phone less. So when there's an opportunity to do both, I'm going to opt to just pet the dogs. Because I find a lot of times now I got my dogs in my lap, and what am I doing? I pet them for a few seconds, and then I'm on my phone. Lots of mornings, that's how I'll get up, especially on the weekends when I'm just like taking it easy. And I look down at these precious doggies, and I'm like, I'm just going to, well, I don't need a phone. I got these precious doggies right here. That is my top, I ain't afraid to say it, resolution of 2023. I'm going to pet my doggies without getting on my phone. What do you think about that, Dad?
That don't surprise me, because before y'all came to see us at Christmas, Jade was a little sick, won't he?
She, yes.
She, and you know, it makes you realize, you know, that mm-hmm. Just like when we had little Foxy and she got cancer and didn't make it with about 6 months after that, and you lose a dog, it's a hard thing. So I think that's a good resolution, because when you see that something might could happen to them, you need to love them even more, just like me and Nancy, and like I do with Gypsy, our little dog now. I spend a lot more time loving on her than I used to. Of course, mm-hmm. She stuck to me like Jade and them stuck to you. So
I mean, petting these dogs, it's just it releases serotonin. It gives you a boost.
Oh yeah,
it's amazing. Like, I can totally understand like the emotional support dog part of stuff too. More and more with my connection to my dogs. But just because it's such a positive relationship, I can invest more in that. I can afford to miss a few things on TikTok. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So that's me. That's me in 2023. I'm a dog petting man. Woo!
I got one more email from Ajaneta Balbus.
Oh.
It says, it's a riddle. It says, the more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
Shits.
That's it.
Ah! You got it. I thought I came up with something funny. But I can't hold answers.
Shit.
The more shit you take, the more you leave behind. Is that true? Or like if you, I don't want to get into this. Let's not get into it. I don't know if it's true, though. I'm just going to leave it. I'll leave that as a debate to be had in the comments.
Now it's time for a word from our sponsor. We're going to do an advertisement for going to Alaska.
All right, let's hear it. Go for it.
We're going to want to go to Alaska and see how beautiful it is and whether it's in a mountain terrain or all different places that you can go. I want to know how we can get there and what we can do and to make it the most beautiful and look at all the things that's in Alaska so we can go see it and enjoy it and just have a good time and come back and tell y'all what it's all about, because we want to get that feeling, because I've seen all those pictures of if you go a certain time of the year that the whales are up there and you get to go see them in the water and all the things going on. So we want to go to Alaska and represent it and from the south and go up there and let people know that people from down south can go up there and enjoy it and love Alaska too and take it under all the beauty that they got. So come on, let's go to Alaska. Alaska, where southern people can go to.
I love it, Dad. You haven't even been. Dad's giving a tourism spot for a place he's never even been.
Well, listen, we started off 2023, and we're gonna shag around the world some more, and I'm gonna see what we can spin into next week. So
yeah,
let's
we got
just
going.
See what we can get into. And hey, it was good seeing you and talking to you, and it was good being on YouTube. So y'all make them comments, and so we can look and see what we need to do, and you know, and answer some of them and see what's going on. So,
all right, and you know what? I'll be talking to you too, Dad.
Yeah, come back and we'll spin your world for Tuesday on audio and video on Thursdays. That we're gonna put them out each and every week. So, come on, we're gonna keep doing them for you too. We're gonna spin your world just like that.
That's right. It's 2023. Ain't no stopping us now.
Here we go. Let's keep spinning everything around and talking to one another and see how people like.
If you keep spinning, I'm going to get dizzy. I swear, I am getting dizzy. All right, Dad. Love you.
Love you, too.